Well, good morning, everybody. It's great to be here and to see you this morning. It feels like an age since I was here because I've had an amazing summer. I've had an amazing privilege to go and help various other churches as well. And some of our friends in Hadley that we met at the Suffolk Show wanted us to go and help them out one Sunday. So me and Julie went down there. And we were in town last week helping Burlington Baptist Church with an all-day vision day for their church. So we were running the kids' work for them, which I think's amazing. So if you'd like to grab a coffee and come and grab a seat. The one piece of good news that I can give you this morning is you've only got to listen to me right at the very start because I'm going to run over the road to do get together in a moment. But before the main service begins, there's something that I need to tell you about, which I'm very, very, very excited about. And that's... Was that a woo? Excellent. I've already inspired you. So what it is we've... there's a small group of people who have been having a conversation that's been running now for many months, really. We've shared it with certain groups of people, and now's the time to share it with everybody. We've been talking about how we do church on a Sunday morning, about how everything happens here on a Sunday morning. We've called it, as a kind of working title, Reimagining Sunday Mornings. Give you some idea. So we kind of threw away the rule book and we thought, what could we do if we were going to do Sunday mornings absolutely brilliantly? And that doesn't just cover what happens here. This is the whole point. It's covering everything that we do in come together, in get together, with our youth, all the things that happen around this time or just before this time on a Sunday morning. How could we make it better? How could we make it one family? How could we include more people? How could we make it even more exciting, engaging? How can we make it consistent is another word. So we're all looking at the same themes. We're all following the same same syllabus, if you want the school term, because that way we can maybe engage people in dinner time conversation over the dinner table when the kids and their parents can have the same conversation about the same thing they were doing. So it's all really exciting and really amazing. And the reason I'm telling you about it is because we're not going to start it anytime soon. So don't worry. We're not going to do anything until probably February at this point. But I need to tell you now so that nobody's surprised and there's nothing radical. And there's time to have a think about it, time to have a conversation about it, if that's what you need. The other reason for telling you is because if we're going to realise this amazing vision that we've got, we are going to need help. We reckon at the moment, we did a quick tally through of the people currently involved in helping out across all the things that go on, whether that's youth, whether that's get together, come together, or whether that's here at 10:30. And we reckon at the moment we are about six people short in the core teams. We also need helpers. I know at the moment there's some amazing people, some of you are here, who go and help Matt out with the youth once every now and again. We still are going to need people like that as well, but we are also going to need people in our core teams so that not everybody has to do it every week, so that there is a week off for people and there's an opportunity to go on holiday and things like that. So that's my ask of you this morning. Have a think about whether or not you could get involved and engaged and help with either our youth, our under fives, our junior school age group, our high school age group, whatever age group you're comfortable with. If you feel that God has got something for you to do in that space, then do talk to me, talk to Nigel, talk to Anne. Who else is here who was part of the team? Julie. And I'll be back over at the end. I say I've got to go and do get together in a minute because they've already started. My Julie will be over. Melissa may be here. Any of us, talk to us about it. We can give you much more information about what the shape is going to look like, and we will tell you more about that anyway nearer the time. But right now, we really need people to be thinking about, can you help us resource this fantastic opportunity that we've got? Because if we're going to do it, one thing that we've all said is we're going to do it right, because we're going to honour everybody in this church, from the oldest to the youngest. We need to honour them by doing this as best we can. Thank you.
Right, thank you, Ian, very much for that. But I think we ought to just commit what Ian said to prayer. So let us pray. Loving Heavenly Father, you know the plans that are being made for the 10:30 service. Lord, we thank you for the core team and their dedication to many months of discussion. And so, Lord, now the plans are sort of coming on. We do need people to help in the core teams. We need helpers. So, Lord, we just ask you to be with the planners, but also to be with people in their thinking. Lord, we just ask that prayer will be uppermost in our minds, in all our minds, as to the future of this activity, this service, and the future in how we perhaps can help to further it and to further your kingdom and to share your love with others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to start with a greeting. We meet in the presence of God, who knows our needs, hears our cries, feels our pain, and heals our wounds. So be with us, Spirit of God. Nothing can separate us from your love. Breathe on us, breath of God. Fill us with your saving power. Speak in us, wisdom of God. Bring strength, healing, and peace. The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. Let us pray. Lord, we do thank you for this opportunity to come and worship you here together this morning. Lord, we just ask your Holy Spirit to come upon us, to bless us. And Lord, just help us to understand your word this morning and how it applies to us. So in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you either sit or kneel as we take time to say sorry to God, to confess our sins? So we say together, Almighty God, long-suffering and of great goodness, I confess to you. I confess with my whole heart my neglect and forgetfulness of your commandments, my wrongdoing, thinking and speaking, the hurts I have done to others, and the good I have left undone. O God, forgive me, for I have sinned against you, and raise me to newness of life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who in his great mercy has promised forgiveness of sins to all those who with heartfelt repentance and true faith turn to him, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
And will you stand now as Julie comes to read our gospel reading?
The reading is taken from John chapter 5, beginning at verse 1, and can be found on page 121 of the Church Bibles. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Jesus went to Jerusalem for a religious festival. Near the Sheep Gate in Jerusalem, there is a pool with five porches. In Hebrew, it is called Bethesda or Bethesda. A large crowd of sick people were lying in the porches, the blind, the lame, and the paralyzed. A man was there who had been ill for 38 years. Jesus saw him lying there and he knew that the man had been ill for such a long time. So he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" The sick man answered, "Sir, I have no one here to put me in the pool when the water is stirred up. While I am trying to get in, somebody else gets there first." Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat and walk." Immediately the man got well. He picked up his mat and started walking. The day this happened was a Sabbath, so the Jewish authorities told the man who had been healed, "This is a Sabbath, and it is against our law for you to carry your mat." He answered, "The man who made me well told me to pick up my mat and walk." They asked him, "Who is this man who told you to do this?" But the man who had been healed did not know who Jesus was, for there was a crowd in that place, and Jesus had slipped away. Afterwards, Jesus found him in the temple and said, "Listen, you are well now, so stop sinning, or something worse may happen to you." Then the man left and told the Jewish authorities that it was Jesus who had healed him. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, we thank you that you hear and answer our prayers, both for ourselves and for others. Give us the faith to believe this, especially when our prayers seem to go unanswered. We ask this for your name's sake. Amen. Today, as I'm sure you will have remembered, we're on the third of the signs in our study of the Gospel of John. And as you heard in our Gospel reading, this took place by the pool of Bethsaida. Many people in Jesus' times believed its water had special healing powers. It was said that an angel stirred up the water there from time to time. And as soon as the waters moved, the sick people there would rush to get into the water. They, of course, were not sure how the movement happened. But it was also believed that the first people to get into the water would be healed. I wonder what we think about that. As I may have told you before, when I was vicar in Harlow, I was vicar of an ecumenical team and also an Anglican team. Being in the ecumenical team was great. It included Roman Catholics, Methodists, United Reform, and Anglicans. And the Roman Catholics and the Anglican shared a building with one of the churches where I was vicar. And every year, some of the Roman Catholics used to have an outing to Lourdes, which is in France, which I understand has a pool rather like the one at Bethsaida, which we were thinking about, and we're thinking about now, also in our Gospel reading, and now for today. They came back with many wonderful stories. And it was so good when the Roman Catholics and Anglicans shared a building, because they always include me and other Anglican priests in whatever they were doing. The Roman Catholic priest we used to laugh and say he would go as far as Rome, but no further. In other words, he kept the rules. And I think it's quite important that we think what Jesus said to the man lying by the pool. It wasn't the man who said to Jesus, "Will you heal me?" It was Jesus that said to this man, "Do you want to get well?" And I think it was clearly that that man lying there had made a way of life out of his long waiting for healing. Jesus' question to him, I think, is perhaps quite pointed. Do you really want to get better? Or are you now quite happy lounging around here with the feeble excuse that someone else always gets there first? And I expect that man was thinking, all people have got lots of relations and friends and they don't want me, so I can't get there first. But it's interesting to wonder whether that man was quite happy just lounging there like he'd been doing for years. Some homeless people, as we know, don't want to get a job. They're quite happy doing what they're doing. And I think it is the universal importance of the question that was asked. Do you want to get well? I think that Jesus is doing two things. First, he's making the man face the truth about himself in a way he had not done for years. Secondly, he's leading him to discover the life transforming truth about Jesus the Christ. The man to whom Jesus is talking must have been, as what we would say, flabbergasted by what happened next. He became the object of a miracle. He who had no quality of life is simply told to pick up his mat and walk. And if we were really listening to the gospel reading, which Julie read this morning, we should see that there follows an encounter with a Jewish authority. They say that this miracle should not have been performed on the Sabbath day. But the man wanted to tell people what had happened. It is very easy for us, isn't it, to get caught up in man-made rules. Are our guidelines for life man-made or God-made? In the Church of England, those of you who've been in the Church of England for years will know that a lot of the rules in the Church of England are man-made. And we say to one another sometimes, I don't think Jesus would have made that rule. So it makes you think, doesn't it? Some of the rules in the Church of England, that we're governed by Parliament and we're governed by the Queen. Some of the rules are man-made. But we must never lose hope. We must never lose hope like the crippled man. God has wonderful work, special work for us to do. But Jesus, as we shall see in that gospel reading, Jesus responds to the needs of the individual. And what we have to do, we have to trust he knows the need of each person. He knows the need of each person who comes to him in prayer. Like he knew about the paralytic, when he said, you know, do you want to be healed? He knew, because he could see right into our hearts, he knew that the man was making excuses. Of course, he wanted to be healed. And as I said, he knows the needs of each person who comes to him in prayer. And he will respond according to that need for you and for me. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, we thank you that you hear and answer our prayers, both for ourselves and for others. Give us faith to believe this, especially when our prayers seem to go unanswered. We ask this for your name's sake. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
If you are able, would you like to stand with me, and we're going to affirm our faith together. Let us declare our faith in God. So we say together, we believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Would you sit now or kneel as Colin is going to lead us in our time of prayer?
Told the Jewish authorities that it was Jesus who had healed him. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, when you were here on earth, you healed the sick, cast out demons, stilled the storm, and fed the hungry. We believe you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Make us know now, dear Lord, your grace and power. Speak to our restless hearts your words of peace. Satisfy the hunger of our souls, making our lives whole and strong, and rescue us from the power of evil, for the glory of your great name. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord God, make us your witnesses. So fill our lives with your love and truth that others will know we have been with Jesus. We are so aware that many of those around us, many of those we meet, are living small, cramped, empty lives. They are existing when you intended them to live. They are hanging on by the skin of their teeth when you are offering life in all its fullness. We pray that what we say and how we say it, what we do and how we do it, will enable those who do not know you and have never loved you to be caught up by the wonder of your love for them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. This Wednesday sees the introduction evening for our new Alpha course, and we pray, dear Lord, that all those who come, many or few, will grasp the true meaning and purpose of life whilst being caught up by the wonder of your love for them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord God, make us your servants. So touch our lives by your Holy Spirit that we may be equipped to care for the careless, love the unlovable, and enable the ungrateful to give thanks. Lord, call us to be your servants to those whom life treats harshly, those overwhelmed by grief and loss, those who are finding life hard to cope with, and those who are crushed and defeated by the demands and expectations of others or themselves. We pray for those who are poor, hungry, homeless, or lacking the skills necessary to live in our modern world. Save us from patronizing others with our words, and fill us with compassion and love that is genuine. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. This Saturday we celebrate St. Michael and all angels, and so we pray, Lord of the heavenly hosts, your angels dwell always in your presence and do all that you command them. Open our eyes to become aware of this great company, that encouraged by their example, we may serve you faithfully, advance your glory, and rejoice in their eternal companionship hereafter. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord God, make us your channels of hope, healing, and wholeness to those who are in need. We think of those who are ill, and in the quiet of our hearts, those near and dear to us who are unwell. We pray for complete healing at this time for Ewan, for Hayden, for Annette, for Marjorie, for Michael, and for Tanya. Give them now and always the assurance of your unchanging love, and make your presence real to them, that they may trust and not be afraid, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord Jesus, who said, "Do this in remembrance of me," make us able at every communion service to look back and remember your death for us on the cross, to look up and know that you are the risen Saviour among us, to look around and rejoice in our fellowship with one another, and to look forward in hope to the coming of your kingdom and the heavenly banquet, for your name's sake. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord God, we pray for ourselves. Make us aware of new words to say, new things to do, and new lives to live, that we may, by the power of your Spirit, be even more open to your life-changing, world-transforming grace. Help us to realize all over again our uniqueness in your sight, and teach us once more that our value is measured only by the empty cross and the empty tomb. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Would you stand, please, for the peace? Our Lord Jesus Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us offer one another a sign of peace. The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Right to give thanks and praise. Father, we give you thanks and praise through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your living Word, through whom we have created all things, who was sent by you in your great goodness to be our Saviour. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh. As your Son, born of the Blessed Virgin, he lived on earth and went about among us. He opened wide his arms for us on the cross. He put an end to death by dying for us and revealed the resurrection by rising to new life. So he fulfilled your will and won for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying, "Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." Lord, you are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant by the power of your Holy Spirit and according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. And so, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice, made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoice in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption as we offer you this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. We bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Draw near with faith. Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood which he shed for you. Eat and drink in remembrance that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Would you like to sit down? In case you're wondering, I haven't forgotten the notices. But I thought, as we had Ian speak to us at the beginning of the service, it was only right to get on with the service. And I'm now going to share with you the notices, and there's rather a lot of them, so please bear with me. Some of you might want to get your tablets or your electronic diaries out, or your diaries, because some of these are new notices. Obviously, Alpha starts on Wednesday, you've heard that already. Next weekend is harvest. Before we get to Sunday, Saturday comes, and we'd love for people to come and help us decorate the church. I know it's not quite so straightforward this year, but there will be flowers here for you to use, and hopefully you might be able to bring a little bit of greenery with you. The forecast for the week is pretty good after today, so pick your greenery and put it in a bucket ready for Saturday. The church will be open at about 9:30, so please, if you can only spare an hour, I'm sure we can find you somewhere to decorate. Obviously, Sunday is the harvest service, and we're going to bring gifts for find of non-perishable goods, and there's a bring and share lunch afterwards. Now we're into October. So on the 4th of October, there's an Enable course. The details are at the back. There's a form to sign if you'd like to go. It's at St. John's Church, and it's about helping us to be confident in chatting about our faith. Sunday, the 7th of October in the evening, there's an encounter service with Bishop Sandy Miller, so that should be good. Bishop Sandy's always good to listen to. On October the 2nd, sorry, I'm trying to do this in date order. On Tuesday, October the 2nd, there's a group of us, my Connect group and another group of people who usually go three times a year to Holywell's Court. We're going to have a harvest celebration that evening. They like us to go and sing harvest hymns and songs and to think about the goodness of God. So that's on Tuesday, the 2nd of October at 7 p.m. On Saturday, the 13th of October, Cassie's organising a trivia evening in the church hall, and it's in aid of Jade's trip to the Scout Jamboree in the USA next summer. Cassie's at the back, so if you want to talk to her about being a member of a team, it's teams of up to six, and Jade's parents are at the back as well. So if you want to know more about what Jade is going to get up to at the Scout Jamboree, they may well know or they may not. But anyway, it's a great honour for Jade to have been chosen, and it'd be really good for us as a church to help her and support her. Sunday the 14th is gift day. We usually have one of these every year. It's our church gift day. And on the 20th, Professor Jeremy Begbie is going to come. He's going to do a concert on the Saturday evening, and then he'll be speaking at on the Sunday morning service at 10:30. So, I think that is all. Okay, if anybody knows any different, please shout now. No, that's good. Obviously, what Jennifer has said this morning about healing in her talk, or what Ian said at the very beginning, you may want to come and have a time of prayer. I'm sure the prayer ministry team, those of who are here, would come to the front of the church. And if you would like prayer this morning, please come forward now during the singing of our last hymn, or at the end of the service, where people will be only too delighted to pray with you. Refreshments will be served at the back of church as usual, and hopefully perhaps the rain might have stopped by the time it's time to go home. It is forecast to finish at lunchtime, so you never know, we might go home without getting all wet and soggy.
Would you sit or kneel for our closing prayers, please? Eternal God, comfort of the afflicted and healer of the broken, you have fed us at the table of life and hope. Teach us the ways of gentleness and peace, that all the world may acknowledge the kingdom of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. May God keep you in all your days. May Christ shield you in all your ways. May the Spirit bring you healing and peace. May God, the Holy Trinity, drive all darkness from you and pour out blessings and light. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and all those you love this day and forevermore. Amen.